This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Jennifer Anderson. Senior Army leaders came together at this year's 5th Annual Sexual Assault Summit in Virginia. Sergeant Major of the Army, Raymond Chandler, says it is up to NCOs to keep sexual assault at bay.
They've taken an oath that says that they are going to support and defend the Constitution, that they live the warrior ethos, and that they accept their responsibilities laid out in the NCO Creed. All soldiers are entitled to outstanding leadership, and non-commissioned officers are going to provide that leadership. And that's really what this is about, is providing a climate where good leaders are going to take charge and hold soldiers accountable.
On May 16th, Leslie H. Saba will be posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions during the Vietnam War. The details of his death had been kept classified and then lost until another Vietnam vet, Alton Mabe, found them at the National Archives in College Park, Maryland.
I mean, I went through some files and I knew he had never, ever been recognized. I called the National Archives, had them make copies for me and send it to me. And then I started from there. And essentially what I did was use the Freedom of Information Act to research his military records.
President Barack Obama will present Sabo's family with the award during a ceremony at the White House. The Veterans Curation Program provides work skills and experience through the rehabilitation and preservation of archaeological collections that are owned or administered by the Army Corps of Engineers. The Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Joellen Darcy, says she is proud of the program.
It's our moral obligation to take care of the people who have taken care of us. And these kinds of programs, like the curation program, making sure that our veterans, especially our wounded veterans who are returning, get every opportunity that is possible in this country because they've given us the freedom to have this country.
That's Soldiers Radio News from Soldiers Radio and Television.